Father, that which you have brought, speak, Lord. Make it clear to us this morning. We are grateful for the atmosphere. We are grateful for the evidence. Lord, we ask for substance. We ask that you will put more of you in us. For more words that will paint you. Help my heart. Help our hearts to grasp, to hold, to see these things. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is you we look to. Thank you. Thank you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. 1 John chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. From verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to encourage someone today. Jesus is a burden bearer. Any yoke, any burden, you can cast it on him. He will carry it, for he cares. Thank you. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He did what? He sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Okay. So, I'll read 9 and 10 again. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might what? We might what? Now, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now, if you go to verse 19, right? Is it possible to put 9, 10, and 19 together? If not, verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. It says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might what? Live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation also means atonement. Right, atonement for our sins. But then 19 now says we love him because he first loved us. Right, so just reestablishing certain things that have been spoken about in the house, nothing new. Showing us here that it is next to impossible to love God if God didn't show it by loving us first. So that's what verse 19 says. It says we love him because what? He first loved us. We love him because he what? Now, you see, I pray to God that we would believe this thing. And if you don't, you can ask him, say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. It's true. It's true. He loves, or we love, because he loved us first. You see, that's one of the, it's not one of, it's the greatest form of, to mankind, is the greatest definition of selflessness. It's the greatest what? Definition of selflessness. That in all his majesty, he looked not at his own self, but he thought to himself, he thought to do something beyond his person and pour that into someone else. And then he looked at all his creations, his creatures, and said, I will pour this into man. And so we are seeing here, right, that the reason why we have the ability to love him is because he first loved us. Now, if his ability to love us is as a result of him being selfless, then that means our ability to love him should also be as a result of us being selfless. Right? Because that's what verse 9 says. It says, in this was manifested the love of God. Right? Now, before we go to that verse 9, I feel like it explains to maybe help shed more light. Let's look at it from verse 19 first. So we see here that he loved us first. But then the next question is, how did he show that he loved us? Right? He showed his love for us, not just with words, but in actual reality. Not just with what? Words. But his love was made manifest in the flesh. Right? His love was what? So, all the while, from the beginning, from before the foundation of the world, he had loved us. Right? But he kept looking at man. You know, there was something that Pastor said last week that just, I don't know whether it broke my heart. I was happy. It was just a mashup of emotions, right? He said, when the Lord looked at us and he saw how far we had fallen, he said, the love in him counseled him not to give up on us. What manner of love is that? When you look at how far man has fallen, right? The love in him counseled him to say, okay, in the beginning, man's beginning, right, men were aware of our presence. Even Cain, who killed his brother, was aware of the presence of the Lord, right? Was aware of the presence of the Lord God. But as a result of men departing, we are now in a generation where even believers will ask a simple question, how do I hear the voice of the Lord? Right? But if you can conceptualize that, there was once a time where even he who killed his brother could hear the voice. So there has been a fall, right? A departure from the voice, which also in line points to a departure from the presence. And so their love counseled them to say, that's fine. If you can't hear what we say in spirit, we will bring it to you in flesh. And so began a conversation that has revolutionized the world as it is. The bringing in of the first begotten of Son of God. Made flesh. So 9 now tells us that this love was manifested to us. Because God did what? He sent him. Now, this son was not sent by force. He also came by love. And that love was so strong, he took upon himself the form of man. He took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Right? Now that's a height, that's a level of humility or death to self that to be so high yet so low. You know, that action, can I even call it an action? That act, I think is where that act of being at one point, you know, when I think about that, I don't know if it was this fast, but I think of like speed of light, right? Where you are in the form of God, and then you say, I will take the likeness of man, and you just transform. And that presence, you leave that presence to find an abode in in a different shape, a different form. I don't know if you're getting the picture. That is humility beyond explanation. If you, just an example, if, for instance, you know you've done something right or you've done something wrong, we fall into both categories, and then the Spirit of the Lord, the same Spirit that was with them in the beginning, tells us, take the fall. How quickly would you accept? Right? Now, imagine it being something, imagine you being asked to take the fall for something that you really care about, or something that you believe to be right, something you believe to be true. Right? You can't, whatever it is, taking the fall could be, maybe you've been saving money for a while, and then they say, give this away. Come down. How easy would it be for you to let that go? Or husbands, when they say, apologize to your wives, right? Do you first raise arguments? Or even when you, let's even say we are holy enough, we don't raise arguments. How often do you say, Lord, give me strength? Lord, help me. Lord, help me apologize. Why is this thing so difficult, you know? Yet a conversation happened in the heavens, and without argument, an agreement came about. Quick. And he came. They're not like us. God is not a man. I don't think they were second guessing I don't think they were second guessing their decision. That's why whatever we are, he already is. There is no greater level of faith to leave that place and come down here. All in hope or faith that what has come down will still make it back up intact. That is faith. And it's not just like, for them, for us, it's okay, we sin, we get back up. I'm talking about a level of faith that God had that made him believe that his son would be without sin. Not the kind of faith where seven times a righteous man falls, but he does what? He gets back up. We're talking about a kind of, can you even imagine what does that faith look like? I don't know what it looks like, because falling is, in fact, they say we are a falling man. You understand? So, but I'm just trying to awaken us to a reality. It's a truth. It's a fact. It's an act. As quick as that act was, where there was a transformation from a deity to be in the likeness of man, it was not, it's not something to be taken lightly because of how straight, how great their stature is. Yet he looked at us and said, I will do it. Right? This is mercy. So this love was made manifest in that he sent, right? He sent his only begotten. You know, scriptures will also call him the first of the world. Right? That you might what? Live through him. He is the process. He is the way. So that love was so strong that he saw us and he said, these people cannot do it on their own. Even though I love them, there is something in their nature that stops them from receiving the greatest gift. The greatest gift a man can receive, which is to be in his nature, his actual nature, to be like God. So, in their own divine, this is, you know, this is judgment at levels. This is judgment at levels. The Bible says, you know, when the Bible talks about how high this judgment was, that which has held man down for years, sin, did not comprehend that judgment. So when they were having those high conversations, right, the conversations were so high that by the time what they had intended to do on the face of this earth was done, what has held us down, mankind down, right, the prince of the power of the air, right, what has held man for generations, I don't know if I'm painting this picture, what has sin, right, that has held man down for generations could not even comprehend what was decided in time past and what was finished. The Bible says, had they known it, this conversation was so high to them, right? By the time they knew it, what had happened, the only reason why they knew was because he had spoiled them. He finished, he made an open show of them. So when this conversation was going on, these were some of the things they were talking about. That, okay, I love this people. We love this people. We love our creation. And nothing will stop us from them loving us back. And so they sealed it by sending forth his son, Jesus Christ. Who started the work? First as a baby. You know, back then I don't think the babies wore diapers. So was it like cloth? if it was cloth they used for you, raise your hand. your real age. That thing was nasty, man. And then some parents will actually wash it and then reuse it. Right? So can you just imagine Jesus like that, crying and all these things? But he was like that. He was like that. In fact, at one point, human beings in collaboration with sin have mind rule. Like, you thought to yourself, who is the king of the Jews? Tell me who he is so I can come kill him. But the angel came to Joseph and said, this one, he has not gotten to the stage where he will say, no man can take my life. At this point, if anything touches him, he's gone. So they went into hiding. Right. These are the stages that he took. At a point, at the age of 12, right, he was aware of his father. He was what? He said to them, he said, don't you know that I must be about my father's business? But even though he was aware, it wasn't his time yet. Right? Because it's one thing to have a knowledge of the father. It's another to do what you know. So at this point, the father's business here was the business of learning, understanding, right? He was understanding who the father was based on his conversation with the lawyers, right? And those who knew, right? He had depth of understanding. That was the business of knowing, right? But it wasn't time yet because he needed capacity. So he had to go once again into submission, right? This is our Lord. This is my Lord and Savior. This is our conversation. This is he who cannot be killed. You know, God will give us sense. Amen. To know when to hide. Yes. God will give us sense to know when to hide. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's a real prayer. I have power. Okay. So here was the conversation at the age of 12. It still was not time until the day of his showing, right? Where he fulfilled righteousness. It was at that point that we now saw, or that was the beginning of his manifestation. Right. That was what? So if we go back to that first John. So in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atonement, the propitiation for our sins. So Jesus needed to have a certain stature, right? Which is the stature of love, right? Now, it's this stature of love that has the power to forgive sins. Is this what? And it took years for him to develop this stature. Right. So when the Bible says that we love him because he first loved us, what the scripture is telling us is that he showed his love for us by first embodying love in the flesh. And he showed what that love can do. That the love can help with, not help, can eradicate or can convert sins, can remove sins, can make an atonement for sins. First, then give us the life that is in God, right? So he was sent to be the atonement for our sins. Amen. I always feel like I make people sleep when I start talking. It is well. I remember when Mommy Fusaya came. Ah, God. Mommy, I'm counting my... Even me, I'm like, okay, can you move on? Move fast. Please bear with me, please. Right? So he was sent to be the atonement for our sins. Now, one of the powerful things about you know, one of the things that really stuck with me this last Wednesday was when Pastor was explaining this thing of sin, converting sin. It's like, I've never heard that before. That sin, as a bit, you're saying, you're meant to, like, kill sin. What do you mean by converting sin? Like, which one is this one again? Right? And he showed it to us through Romans chapter 8, right? But 1 Peter chapter 2, right? Because this thing of sin is really love. It's love that can really... Love is that power required to really forgive sins. So 1 Peter chapter 2, right, talks about how charity, right, it does what? Covers a multitude of sins. If you can read it. So he sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins, right, to cover, right, to take it away, to convert it, right? Uh-huh. So the Bible now says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall what? You are not saying it like you believe it. Charity shall what?
Cover the multitude of sins.
Charity will what?
Cover the multitude of
yes. Charity will convert the multitude of sins. Let's go to James chapter 5, verse 20. My message is very simple. It's very simple. You don't think so? I'm just saying things that... The Bible says this. It says in James chapter 5, verse 20, let him know that he which what? Converts. Are you seeing this? So I'm like, okay, Pastor, you were saying the truth. But it's true. He who is able to convert a sinner from what? Yes. Because sin is a way. So if I'm able to repent and turn from my old way, I have been converted. Right? And what that conversion looks like is that that soul will be saved from death. Right? And shall do what? Are you seeing it? Uh-huh. So, love does not hide one sin. It's not two. The power is in the ability to hide a multitude. It's in the ability to cover a multitude of sins. It's in the ability to do what? How do you cover a multitude? Multitude. No multitude. One of the things with multitude is that multitude is mixed. So, in the midst of sin, there's also mixture. And more so, in the multitude of sin, there's also life there. Right? So, what is the spiritual wisdom of... Because I don't think sin is on this side and then life is on this side. That's one of the things Pastor was showing us, that it's not just sin, it's your sin. So, sin is something we have agreed to. So... What's the wisdom of being able to separate my sin from my will? So this covering here is not it's not just cover cloth. Right. The covering here, I can be corrected, is the covering of light. that darkness cannot comprehend. Yes. Because what the idea behind covering is to cause some form of darkness or for you not to see. So light. Right? Covers a multitude of sins. The light shines in what? And darkness cannot see it because it's been what? Covered. Thank you, Jesus. So, we will walk in this truth in Jesus' name. This is our inheritance. We are light beings, light carriers. Right? By light, we will be converted. Amen. By light, comprehension. Light also means comprehension, understanding. Right? To be able to convert someone from the error of his way. A man loves his way. There is a way. Right? So, the reason why Christ came and died for us is to show us that God loves us and that in turn we are to love him and love him fully. Not partially, but to love him what? Fully. But for us to do that, we need to realize that he first loved us. He first what? If this does not dawn in our hearts, it will not, we will just be prevailing by strength. We will be walking in the knowledge of the word, but not in the light of the knowledge. Right? Because what a being needs is not just knowledge. What you need is the light that comes from that knowledge. It's the light. It's the light. It's the light. That's the difference. Knowledge has light. Knowledge has darkness. That's why even the devil can use scripture to prove his things. Right? So if we are not able to see the light, pray for eyes to see. Pray for what? Is this making sense? Or I hope this is easy. I hope it's nice. I'm trying. What manner of love this is that the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of light? The Bible says the world cannot know us because we are sons of light. It cannot comprehend us. Once light becomes our DNA. Oh, Father, help us, Lord. Now, if we go to that 1 John chapter 4, so now we understand that, okay, love, 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 love. See, then I ask myself a question, okay, so if this love is so beautiful and whatnot, why do we, you know, why is it such a fight? Why do we war with it so much? There are many reasons. There are many reasons. There are extremely many reasons. Extremely many reasons. I can't. There's a multitude. There's a multitude of reasons. Right? But I'm now realizing that it's true. It was true. It's true that what makes love unbearable, or why that idea of love constraining us, we don't like, is because love has weight. Love has what? Weight. It's heavy. The Bible says, while we were without strength. love has weight, and we can't bear that weight. Right? So when you see Jesus forgiving sins, it's because he's strong. 1 Peter chapter 4, right, talks about how he's able to carry our sins. Amplified actually calls it carrying of sins. Is it first, he who bore our sins, right? I'm almost done, I promise. So power can come in. 1 Peter chapter 4. I hope, is it 1 Peter 4? He who, is it 2 Peter? Yes, 1 Peter 2, I'm so sorry. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. If you have Amplified, can you see what that bear? He personally did what? Carried our sins in his body on the cross. But if he doesn't have something in him called love, he won't carry it. What would he do? He would throw it away. Right. So, love has weight. Right? And love is the strength needed. When the Bible says to lay aside, what I'm now realizing, when the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets us, is that the reason why we can't lay it aside is because we don't have enough strength to carry it. Yes. Even the sin, to carry it and lay it aside. Right? But instead, when it's stuck to you, or when you carry it, it just, you know, there's that frustration where you feel like you should, that just becomes your state. That becomes our state, right? So love has weight, and that's why we struggle to carry this weight. Because what the Lord wants to do is he wants to have access to us at every breathing moment of our lives. But there's a way our minds, there are weights of job, weights of prayer, weights of Bible. You know, all these things, they all have different types of weights, right? Or forms. There's a way you ought to be at work. There's a way you ought to be at when you are praying, right? It's almost like once you're done praying, another garment just, it's quick. It's not even... You know, you can even be saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you. You are genuinely thankful. Like, genuinely, like, you're not even like those that maybe while you were praying, you were thinking of what to do. No, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, right? The calling is hot. And then once you just see that there's another ship waiting. Because there are different weights. They all have different forms. This is why you need light. We need love. Because they all have in our lives have definitions, frames. So, in order to carry love, one of the things I'm realizing is that we have to believe first in love. Faith. Faith. Right? Faith. Faith. What? Faith. A belief in love. 1 John chapter 4. Right, and this is what we're going to pray about. Right, 1 John chapter 4, Ephesians explains it to us. Right, beloved, just keep reading from verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Right, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected. Hereby know we that we dwell in him. Let's just go to verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Then you see verse 16, it says, and we have known, and what? What are you believing? The love of God. There is a belief of that love required. Right? After believing, you can know. The Bible, Timothy talks about how he has known who he has believed, right? So Ephesians chapter 3, which was where our brother was leading us in prayers today, where he spoke about Christ dwelling in our hearts by faith, right? Now, what that faith does, right, it says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened. To be what? With might by his spirit in the inner man. That's your spirit, right? The inward man is your soul. So even your spirit needs strength, right? That Christ may what? That Christ may what? He may dwell in our hearts by faith. Now, what would the dwelling of Christ in our hearts do? It will cause us to be rooted and grounded in love. The foundation for what is to be built or for what is to come up. Faith is that strength required to carry the building of love. Faith is that foundation. To do what? To carry the building of love. Now, because what is expected of us, or what the Lord is desiring of us in this season, right, is to be a people that can know the will and finish it. Or know the will and do it. But if we jump the gun and we try to do what we have not believed, it will cause offense. We will be weak. We won't be able to. And that's why these things have to come to us light by light. Now, by what light? By his light. By what love? By his love. Right? Being made manifest in the flesh through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is our lot. My message to us is this: we can embody all of him if only we believe. And our belief is what completes. The completion of that believing is to be rooted and grounded. Right? God will help us. Now, I want us to pray. I want us to convert this to prayer. Maharanoshta. I want us to ask. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Lord. Lord, this love, I believe in it. This love that is able to save your soul, able to save my soul, I believe. If there is anything in me that is not able to believe, let's cry to him. Say, Lord, help my unbelief. This is not, in Jesus' name, this is not a prayer for God to bless your bread. Oh, help my unbelief because I don't trust you for healing bodily. And now we're talking about a healing of unbelief that fights accepting this love. You know, the scripture doesn't say that we should, the scripture says we should put on because it's been given to us. But there is a light fighting that. That light is darkness. So let's ask, say, Lord, cleanse me of every unrighteousness. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is able to forgive us. Say, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Maharadoshta. You will forgive us of every way we walk in unbelief. Oh, Mahara Bodia Gana Mana Loshtaha. Olia Gabalala Bozem Mahara Loshtaha. Because we believe in you, we believe in you, we believe in you. Hele Baloya la Gala. Help our unbelief, oh God. Agabadi ala go. We are not asking. Do you want this love to be a love? Eri ala bala go brana boze vadi ele bala bala go ri agamana gabalo lo balo. Let us pray for ourselves, for our company. Help us ele magoli ala bala boli ala bani ele vazozi za 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 za. For I want to fully embody ele magoli ala vana boli.